relationship with fellow firefighter Chuck, who's played by Adam Sandler. Well, here's a clip of an insurance inspector questioning Kevin about their relationship.
Who's that?
That's Paula. She's my late wife.
So you haven't always been gay?
No, I'm newly gay. When she died, I knew I'd never find another woman who'd make me as happy, and that's when I boarded the dude train.
Well, so the charade must go on. Of course, they want to keep the whole thing a secret, but they actually end up being advocates for gay rights. And everything would be so easy if it weren't for that whole pesky being attracted to women thing, especially yes. Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She throws right. a whole yeah, monkey wrench in does. The deal. Yeah.
She even looks, if you were actually gay, I think it would probably cause
She looks
problems.
Good in that movie.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Adam Sandler and Kevin James, of course, both really funny guys. I'm actually a big fan of both. But this is kind of like one long, continuous 2-hour gay joke, which starts to wear on you after a while. I mean, everybody knows gay joke's good for like 45 minutes. And
but not 2 hours.
Right, 2 hours. That's too much. Plus, it is a little ridiculous at times. I mean, Adam Sandler plays a guy who gets more women as a firefighter than, you know, Adam Sandler would get as Adam Sandler. So that part's a little annoying, but it is good for some laughs.
For who, John? Yeah. Who's that annoying for? It's like, personally, I just didn't like
it. It's good for some laughs. Dan Aykroyd plays their captain. I think he's hilarious.
Love
in that.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the buddy stuff in this. The two firefighters doing anything for each other, no matter what, but still busting each other's chops. And even the sort of subplot with Kevin James kind of dealing with the death of his wife is actually kind of touching. So
yeah, but for me, I really can only take Adam Sandler for so long. I really do like Kevin James, though, but 2 hours of it is too much. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry a yellow.
So maybe yeah. see it if you're yeah. really into it, but
yeah.
you're not.
Yeah. It's not
There's
great.
There's some good
yeah.
chuckles in it, but it's
Is that
not
a dude
great.
Movie?
Dude movie? Yeah, it's like, a you dude know, movie. Yeah.
Kevin James, Adam Sandler, it's kind of like the, you know, almost slapstick kind of, or no?
No, not so much.
Not quite slapstick.
I mean, it's a lot of, you know, okay, let's see you guys kiss.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
After a while, that gets old. But yeah. I thought Kevin James was much funnier on King of Queens.
After a while, it gets old.
I thought he was one of the funniest guys on television. And that.
It's okay for 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes or so. Pick any 45. It doesn't yeah, yeah. have to be the first or the last. You know, Jessica Biel's in all of it, and that's all you need to know.
Well, and you being the brunt of many of those kinds of jokes, you probably find it that gets old after a while.
Yeah,
he can
yeah,
only
yeah.
take 45 minutes of it.
So we are going to talk about another big movie hitting theaters.
Yes.
John Travolta.
Yes, enough of the gay movie. Let's get to the musical.
All right.
Hairspray.
Well, Hairspray is a remake of the original movie from 1988, but it is all musical, so it's more like the Broadway show. And it stars John Travolta as Nikki Blonsky's mother.
Nice.
Yes, he plays a woman. And Nikki Blonsky, this is the first movie she's ever been in. Imagine starting that way, co-starring with John Travolta. It's amazing. Well, here's a clip of John Travolta when he breaks into song when he and his daughter are on a little shopping spree.
Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at me. I'm the cutest chickie that you ever did see. Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at us. Wait, is there a team that's happening? Fabulous! I don't know, go to the past now. Say hello to this red carpet wrap. Yes, I know that the world's been a
mess. I'm already ready to go.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, like the original movie, the themes are the same, though. It's about racial integration and accepting people no matter what they look like. But it's full of stars besides John Travolta that you guys are going to know. Christopher Walken, Amanda Bynes, Michelle Pfeiffer, Brittany Snow, Zac Efron, and Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of them dances and sings at some point.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, for a musical movie, I guess, this one really not bad. I mean, Hairspray actually has three things for you. First, it pokes fun at how ridiculously stupid we were in the 1960s, which is kind of cool. Then you got all the singing and dancing and blah, 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 which I guess is all right. But, you know, once I get the gist of a scene, an 8-minute song and dance about it, you know, really isn't my thing. But it's still pretty good. And then they've got my favorite part, the teenage girl rivalry. I think Hairspray was the original Mean Girls, and they do a pretty good version in this, too. Mm-hmm. Plus, you got all the great characters from the original made even better by the great casting in this. I mean, I thought everybody in this was absolutely fantastic, especially Michelle Pfeiffer. I wouldn't give her an Oscar. Oscar, but can you give her like a Tony or something? Because she was good. Yeah.
Everybody was really, really good. And you know, sometimes musicals that are translated in the big screen don't work. This one totally works. It's really entertaining. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Hairspray a green.
Right.
And a little bell on that.
Yeah, a little bell. We need a bell. And we're going to actually be at Elcon Theater tonight getting people's reactions to both of those movies. So stop by and see us and go on our TV show with us.
Yeah, which is on Saturdays afternoons on the CW at 12:30 normally, except for tomorrow with the freaking Diamondbacks or whatever. I think are messing us up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're negotiating for them to play like 7 innings instead of 9. We really need 9 innings. Plus, on our show tomorrow, we've got we got Sarah McLachlan, too. The 2-minute commercial from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Oh.
They let us run their 2-minute commercial with Sarah McLachlan in it. So that's kind of cool.
Next week
for Fair and Balance, we're going to do a 2-minute with Michael Vick, I think. No,
no, we are not.
John
is no longer on our show.
You're making so many friends today.
Jeez.
like...
But on our show tomorrow, we're also giving away a ton of Simpsons tickets to an advanced screening of Simpsons tickets. And we brought some with us this morning to give away to some listeners.
That's going
to
be great, the Simpsons movie. And when's the premiere? It's next when?
It's on Thursday night.
Next Thursday night.
7:00 at the Century Park Place. And we're giving away 3 pair right now. We will take the first 3 callers at 880-9292. Don and John with our movie night traffic light. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.